NSW government boosts responsible gambling fund with $10 million Australian dollars. Earlier this week, the New South Wales, NSW, government revealed an additional $10 million Australian dollars investment in the state's responsible gambling fund. This funding boost demonstrates NSW's ongoing commitment to mitigating gambling-related harm and curbing problem gambling. With the financial support from the 2024-25 NSW budget, those in the state impacted by gambling issues will gain access to enhanced information, support, and treatment services. These services will be available to all, regardless of their residency status in NSW. Collaboration with Gamble Aware. The initiative includes collaboration with Gamble Aware providers in almost a dozen regions throughout New South Wales. This collaboration will further bolster Gamble Aware's gambling help online and helpline services, which have collectively assisted over 25,000 people between 2022 and 2023. By working closely with these providers, the initiative aims to enhance support systems and resources available to those struggling with gambling addiction. This partnership is crucial in extending the reach and effectiveness of Gamble Aware's efforts, ensuring that more individuals receive the help they need to overcome gambling-related issues and improve their overall well-being. Quote, the 2024-25 budget continues the drive to reduce gambling harm and to encourage people to seek support when they need it. Statement. NSW Government. This funding announcement coincides with discussions among NSW lawmakers about potentially increasing the betting tax rate from 15% to 20%. Wider efforts to reduce gambling harm in NSW. The additional $10 million Australian dollars in funding aligns with wider governmental initiatives aimed at reducing gambling-related harm. These initiatives include banning political donations from gambling establishments and prohibiting external gambling advertisements. Furthermore, venues with over 20 gambling devices must now appoint dedicated responsible gambling officers, a mandate effective from July 1. Additionally, the government has imposed new limits on cash inputs for gambling devices, reducing the maximum from $5,000 Australian dollars to $500 Australian dollars. The government is also conducting a comprehensive trial on cashless gambling statewide. An independent panel on gaming reform will oversee this trial and develop a plan to suggest further changes to the gambling sector based on the trial's outcomes,